There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Come on, man. We got a show to do. Come on.
In.
You'd be in trouble if it was the last two.
Oh, hey, I do have tattoos. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Tuesday morning. We appreciate it, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles having a non-drama offseason. They line up Devontae Smith. They give him his extension. They've added a couple other extensions this offseason. Just all systems go in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, you start to take a look around the division. We mentioned the Dallas Cowboys with some issues. New York Giants apparently have some issues because they've got a quarterback coming back from injury. There's the potential, and there's been rumblings that they might draft his replacement because they're sitting there with the 6th overall pick should somebody fall to them or they want to move up. And then Daniel Jones was asked yesterday by the media about not only his recovery but the possibility of there being a replacement arriving with the draft coming up here next week.
How are you doing in your rehab, and where do things stand?
Rehab's going well. Making good progress, coming along. Just spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff, so I feel like things are going well, and yeah, I'm coming along well.
Hey, Daniel, and so then just to build on that, have they given you a target date of when you think you could be fully cleared?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is to be ready to go by training camp, so yeah, that's what I'm shooting for and feel good about being ready.
It doesn't really feel like that long ago to me that we were asking Eli this question, but now we're asking you this question. How would you feel if the Giants used their first round pick on a quarterback, and have they looped you in at all to the possibility that they might do that and, you know, bring in a challenger for your job?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my focus is what I'm doing here with my rehab. You know, kind of the same thing with Saquon. It's you know, the nature of our business. It's a competitive league. So, you know, the best way to handle that, I think, is to focus on what I'm doing, focus on myself and making sure that I'm, you know, one, healthy, and then ready to play good football. So, you know, that's what I can control. That's what I can do to help myself.
So he's going to cry in the car.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know, that's some Friday. That's a Friday reference. But, I mean, that's like that kind of hit him, in my opinion, kind of hit him like on the emotional side. He starts saying too much. That's how I know it got him. Like, he didn't really want to answer it. It was an uncomfortable question to have to answer, you know. Handwriting's on the wall.
He sounds like a good dude, and it sounds, you know, like this is going to be disappointing and obviously upsetting if they do draft a quarterback, because in today's NFL, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, they go and draft guys, especially where they are at six, or even if they move up. You know, that guy, not only is he going to get first crack at it because he's going to get all the reps.
Yep.
He'll be there for everything that comes up this offseason before training camp. So he'll be able to build some momentum heading into camp, and you know it's just a matter of time. Even if Daniel Jones comes back and looks good in training camp, where he's a bridge to whenever the rookie's ready or whenever they need to play the rookie, if that's the direction that they go. So it's tough to be able to hear those questions. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones, between, you know, play and injury, it just hasn't worked out, I think, the way he had hoped to at this point. But that doesn't mean, I mean, again, if they don't go quarterback at six, I mean, there's nothing that stops them at taking the second, third round, but I would say, I don't know that there's a sense of urgency to move on from him this year. I think he's got to be on the roster because of the contract extension that he signed, that the Giants signed him to. But after that, that's more of the reality and the concern of, he's probably, if he is playing, not playing for the long term of the Giants. He's probably playing for his career and his time in the NFL, for every other team out there that might need a quarterback in the future.
What did the Giants do this offseason other than let Saquon go? Like, what did they do, anything of significance to improve
Brian Burns.
Their team?
Added Brian
they built
Burns.
Up their defense, yeah.
I think if you look at this team right now and how they're configured, would you look at them as being, you know, a team? Like, they got Runyon?
I'll give you the answer. They brought in Jalen Mills, Jordan Phillips, and Brian Burns to all be starters on defense. They brought Runyon in at the right guard spot. Obviously, Manure is the right tackle. But the interesting thing is they took Neal there a couple years ago. I know it hasn't gone well, but maybe he's got a shot. Austin Schloman has played some time too. Aaron Stinney. I mean, they're really trying to shore up the offensive line. And then Devin Singletary got brought in as their running back after Saquon. Mm-hmm. And then Drew Lock's now their backup. So they've kind of built up in some different spots where they're trying to, you know, essentially prepare for, I think, the addition of a quarterback and a wide receiver.
I think it's a pretty good offseason, if you ask me. But I still, if I'm New York, I still have a very moderate sense of this being a year that they become competitive. And I know Daboll had a pretty good year, his first year. But
with the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know that they are overnight after the season they had last year, especially with the loss of Saquon. I don't think Singletary replaces that production, for one. And if you don't take a quarterback, even if you do take a quarterback, I don't know that you're bringing in a guy, whether it's Daniel Jones or that drafted QB, and they're going to be that much of a difference. It has to be the other parts that create the sum for this Giants team.
If they were picking in the top three, are they drafting a quarterback?
Because I would say they have to.
I think they would be. I think they're picking too far out. They're going to take the best player available or trade back.
The point that I'm trying to make is, If you're gonna draft a quarterback, you might as well draft a quarterback. If you feel like you got your guy in this draft at your pick, you might as well take that quarterback, because either way, I think that this is a year that it's going to be a building year. You're building towards something. I don't see them being this elite team that's going to win the NFC East and go contend in the playoffs. Now, I could be wrong, but if I'm looking at it from the logic of, this is a team that I'm not necessarily sure is going to be a dominant team in the NFL, then you might as well use this as a build out year. And you can look at it from both perspectives. I'll use Daniel Jones if he's healthy enough until we're not using him anymore. He can play his way out of the position. Or we bring in a rookie and we start him right away. Or we play Daniel Jones, and if he, you know, if the rookie's ready to go, we play the rookie. I think you just got a lot of opportunity, I'd say. A lot of options just based upon this not being – this isn't like a team that just made it to the Super Bowl and came up short. They still got some moves to make. They still got some space to catch up on, to close down, if you ask me.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you feel like the loss of Saquon is going to be huge for the Giants this year?
I mean, they've had an opportunity to see what it's like playing without him because of some of the injuries that he has sustained. But that offense went through Saquon Barkley. It did. Yeah. And you lose that. Does that make them better or does that make them worse? I can't say that makes them better. I don't think that Singletary replaces that production that you got out of Saquon. So what safety valve do you have if you can't get it done in the passing game?
I thought it was interesting. You know, he didn't even average 7 yards rushing per game last year. I mean, he missed 3 games too. You know, if you're looking at, you know, his time spent with the Giants, I mean, he only had one season where he was fully healthy and able to play all 16 games. Now, granted, I think they rested him before the 2022 year when they went to the playoffs. But, you know, he's always kind of missing some time. And even the yards per attempt were down a little bit last year, which probably had more to do with the quarterback situation, stacked boxes, than anything else, you know, running uphill. But it might be more of a, you know, if you're looking at the value that Saquon was looking for getting paid in a contract and what he's, you know, what he was looking at, you know, trying to do on the field, I think, you know, Singletary and their running back more maybe by committee with Gary Brightwell, and they might even go with a running back at some point in this year's draft. It might be just as good and more economical for them, you know,
I mean,
especially
if they decision.
Do, you know.
They made the
yeah.
decision, but that doesn't give your quarterback any real comfort, I would say. I think it's going to come down to how the quarterback plays, because they're not going to have that out of the backfield.
If you look at what they did, they basically are saying, we'd rather spend the money on building up our offensive line than spend it on one player running back.
And I don't disagree with that frame of mind, because it hasn't worked. I mean, it hasn't. The whatever it is they thought that was going to happen with the experiment with this team and with Saquon, it hasn't worked. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what that looks like this year and with who's our quarterback. Because just like in Minnesota, you get rid of your running back and you were going to put that pressure on Kirk Cousins, and he was delivering, right?
Yeah.
Denver, you put that pressure on Russell Wilson and he wasn't. And it's just kind of like, for me, I don't know that you should have the confidence and Daniel Jones to be the one that can carry that team purely on his arm.
I think the hard part is you don't have a Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison on your roster with the Giants.
Oh, there you go.
You know, you do in Minnesota. And that's I don't think they're that far off. You know, I think if you look at Wandale Robinson, who has definitely flashed as a slot, you know, Jalen Hyatt's got a lot of speed. Darius Slayton's had his moments. If you provide a true number one to that group, then I think you've got something. It's why I feel like everyone thinks that the Giants are taking a quarterback at 6. I don't think they want to move to take that quarterback, though. So unless that guy drops to them, I think they're going to go with the wide receiver. Like, I wouldn't be shocked at all if it wasn't
Neighbors.
Potentially Malik Neighbors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think Marvin Harrison Jr. will be gone by then.
Mm-hmm. He is the favorite to go to the Giants, sitting at 6, is Malik Neighbors, sitting at plus 145 courtesy of DraftKings. So that's the projection there for the Giants at number 6. But
what's next year's quarterback class look like? Is it good?
I would say it's not as good as this one, though.
Hmm. Let me ask you this. If J.J. McCarthy did fall and is sitting there at 6, are they taking him?
Yeah, I mean, that might be a scenario where they take him, you know, where they like what they see. I think the other curveball to all of this is Darren Waller. Yeah, you know, there's been conversation about him maybe not even coming back and playing. And you'd have to say he's your most explosive offensive player. And could you be in a scenario where, let's say, someone falls to you and you'd rather just get through this year with Daniel Jones? And if he's not there, then Drew Lock maybe gets his shot at it, right? You sign him in the offseason. Maybe you trade back. And what happens if you took a player like Brock Bowers, who it might sound crazy, but you trade back far enough, you get some more picks. You know, maybe you had a couple of players in the first round, and you're getting a guy who's going to be able to replace what you could be losing in Darren Waller. Like, that situation for the Giants, as far as how they go about game planning and looking at playmakers, has to be concerning at this point, not knowing what Waller's going to do.
That would be a gutsy-ass move, and I would love it.
Yeah, but could you also imagine if Waller does come back? And you have Waller and Brock Bowers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oof.
That'd be nasty.
That'd be pretty nasty.
Like, I mean, you could find another wide receiver in the second round. You know, it's kind of been where they've been drafting too, but that'd be a nasty
that
duo
would be
to
nasty.
Have to go up against.
Speaking of odds, there's been a major change at the number two pick.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
Come on, don't die.
Little call waiting there.
We still got another one.
Like the Drake man.
Jaden Daniels. Now a -275 to go number two to potentially the Washington Commandos.
What was the major change? He's been the favorite for a while now. The change would have been Drake May going to the favorite.
It was -160.
So now we're at -270.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
You got Jaden Daniels.
Major change there.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, major change.
Major change. So he went from a favorite. So you know what? I bet Live Bet Jesus is going to come on the show.
He went from favorite to more of a favorite, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Live Bet Jesus ain't coming anywhere near this show until he gets the respect he's owed.
Is that because he lost the last time he came on here?
Lost, and in large part because it was your fault.
Lee, I want to make sure you keep tabs on this. Ian Roddy was in for you Friday, I believe, as you're going to your Jimmy Buffett, you know, tribute world tour or whatever it was. And Live Bet Jesus showed up and lost again.
Really?
So yeah.
Okay, to be clear, probably didn't want to actually show up, but was pressured into it. And
the odd thing was is you picked Tiger over Max Homa, who I believe almost holed out, by the way, for like Eagle, to win via birdie. Yet all those guys had plus odds.
I think it was Jason Day, if I'm not mistaken. I picked Jason
was it?
Day, yeah. And
I thought you picked Tiger Woods.
Well, hey, listen, whoever it was,
what you mean
win.
You thought he did? It was Live Bet Jesus that did it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's. I'm pretty sure that's who he picked.
Oh,
again, like you guys come to me as if I have some sort of intel on this whole
you
process.
Read whatever the bet is.
Listen, it falls down on the desk. I read it. I don't know what to tell you.
Huh.
It just is.
Well,
what it is.
The point is, there's another loss.
I've seen it.
Also, is Eddie around? Can I ask Eddie just a random question? I want to know how in hockey they get the squids into the rink. Have you ever seen that where they throw squids on the ice?
It is an octopus, just to be clear.
Octopus, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's okay. I would guess they wrap it in some sort of plastic wrap or something and then probably put it in their pants.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
and I'm not going there.
I thought that was going
what it is that you had.
A completely different direction than where that just went.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about taking a chance. Like, oh my gosh, you smell.
So
you smell that person next to me? They smell like.
I mean,
they smell
like octopus.
Yeah, I was going to use the nickname for it, but yeah, there you go.
Now you've got to like, if you, Eddie, if you're going to do that,
Lorraine is probably like, what in God's name are they talking about?
Eddie, if you're going to do that, depending on the size of the octopus, like you're probably going to need some trousers that have some elastic on the ankles, so that way it doesn't fall out of the bottom.
I mean, you know, it could be, you know, some sort of an inside pocket, I guess, of a coat, something like that. But you know, yeah, you definitely.
How does security not notice that?
Because they're not checking like
that. Yeah, they're checking, you know, they've got the
metal detector.
Yeah,
that's all that really matters.
They're not going to frisk you or anything like that.
Then the last thing I'll ask is, how do you know you're going to use it if you're a fan? Why does it get your butt kicked?
Then you go cook it.
Yeah, take it home.
Go make some calamari.
You mean that octopus that was sitting in your pants for about 2.5 hours during a game?
I mean,
yeah, I mean,
what was it sitting in when it was in the water?
Yeah. Cook it on high.
A whole lot of shark do.
Yeah,
and well do.
I mean, it was alive then, though.
It's
like a natural filtration.
It did work last night, though.
It did work last
night.
I'm wondering, though. I want to talk to a fan that is like, yeah, I wrapped up a squid, snuck it in there, and we got killed.
Octopus, dude.
Right, so if you are
God dang octopus.
Yeah. So if you are sneaking an octopus in your pants, like when you go to use the urinal, is it noticeable, like, oh, you had one in your pants, too? Because of the smell? I would assume
it probably comes up out of them pants. That thing probably comes up out of them pants.
That is
you can
so
probably
gross,
see
man.
The fumes.
That
Jonas,
so
would Jonas would try to be to use one of the tentacles, be like, "Hey, right. Look over here, man. Like, how do you like this watch?"
Like, "Hey,
I'd start throwing up all over the place."
Hey, you see this hangnail I got? Yeah, it's just disgusting. Ew. And I don't know how people do it.
Oh,
by the way, I wonder if security sees it and goes, "All right, you know, we'll look the other way."
It's possible. You get the right security person.
There's no way.
By the way, the octopus, one of the weirdest creatures on the planet.
Why? And by far, and it looks even weirder when it's on the ice.
I'm sorry,
I keep calling it a squid. It's easier to say squid than octopus.
Have you seen the videos of when they'll catch an octopus on a boat and it'll squeeze its way through the bottom of the boat on a little crack underneath? Like, it'll take its entire body and just work its way through.
Imagine how it looks in your pants.
Weird.
Yeah. I am imagining. Trust me. You take what you can get on this show.
Get all that suction.
Eddie, you probably didn't think we were going here today, did you?
No, I thought so. Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could see that coming.
Mm. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well,
thanks for partaking. I appreciate it.
All righty then.
By the way, calamari, overrated.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's really overrated. Not.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Especially like the little tentacle parts.
Oh, got the little
that's the best part.
Best part. You're talking about you probably eat it fried though.
I do.
Have you had calamari steak?
Yes, I have.
You're just like a real thick slab of it. Yeah,
I've had it.
It's nice.
It's pretty good. I've had it not fried.
I've had it like a garlic sauce. The tentacles though, when they're not covered up,
yeah, I like them either way. I just like them tentacles, boy. I tell you, I take them. No diddy.
Oh, jeez.
No diddy.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, jeez.
No doubt.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And away we go. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, it is a big day in the world of football. It's a big day, but it's a different day than what we're used to. We'll explain why that is coming up next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
There we go. There we go. That wasn't a high enough octave. There you go. That's that Friday night, Saturday night fire pit music.
Hell
right
yeah.
There. I would have never known this if I hadn't become a Californian. I bang with these songs now, though.
Why is that?
Because I got a ton of Mexican friends.
Yeah, they're all across the street right now, right?
I mean, they're finishing up. They're getting close to finishing up, yeah. But they be having their music going.
It's all right. Lasting impact on your life. Never be the same. Well, who's
they?
The people working across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My in-laws.
They're not your in-laws.
No. No. You never know, man.
It's a small world.
No. It's a big family. It is. I'm telling you. I can't begin to tell you how many. Yeah, so-and-so, who's that? My cousin. All right, which one? Like, you got a first cousin, second cousins, cousins of cousins. Like, it just, the whole thing is a bit much. But big family, just like we have a big family here, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now, Brady Quinn's favorite segment here on the show every single week. Another edition of Would You Rather. And I have no idea what sort of would you rather we're going to get, where Lee DeLapp puts together some random questions and throws them at us. And we
that he
make
has
decisions
to get approved
air.
By Jonas.
Well, no, personally, you know that's not true. Secondly.
Oh, I know it's true.
That's kind of true.
I know it's true. No. Everything that goes
It's different
on
when you're not
show.
Here and yeah. we do it.
Right.
So
Lee comes up with stuff like, would you rather die or take a crap? It's like, you think
no,
I'm, you think
he
I'm
says,
coming up
would
with
you
that?
Would you rather know that you're going to die or how you're going to die like, would be rather.
Would you rather die on the toilet or die in the bathtub? It's like just
yeah,
rant, like,
yeah, there you go.
Like, that's I don't better. Come up with that stuff. It's too morbid. That's for after the show. But the point is,
jeez.
But the point is, I don't know what we're going to get today because Lee is currently in phase one of a food coma.
Yeah, he's fade.
He is starting to fade.
Yeah, he's fade.
because he had a full blown rack of ribs, a steak, a baked potato, broccoli. And a side of fries at 3 in the morning.
I can't believe Lorena ain't bring me no ribs.
There's technically still some in the fridge.
But they technically were not brought for me.
They were brought for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to save those ones for my daughter, though. So you're
there
technically
you
stealing from children.
Damn.
Good for you. I mean, I'm not eating red meat for 2 months, so it's all good. Yep. I'm 1 day in, 1.5 days in.
Lee, how you feeling?
Oh, my gosh.
Feeling good. Yeah. Feeling real good.
I don't know. My response time was a little delayed.
It's it's a little bit of a Venn diagram going on between what was going on last night and what I'm eating this morning. So,
yeah.
Well, how's your belly feeling?
A little bloated.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, that Barkley is going to start barking in a little
that
bit.
That Barkley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or broccoli.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, whatever I was trying to say there.
Yeah. It's because it should be called Barkley.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, because it does make you bark.
It does. Like that, I can't eat it anymore.
I love it.
It's great, but it just.
Keep the dog on a leash until we leave, Lee.
Hey.
You can't trust him.
Can't.
You gave him the food.
Don't
you gave him
me.
The food yeah. that's going to jack him up. Golly.
Side of fries, though. I thought that was going to get you too far.
Nope.
No. All right, so it's a big day in the world of football. the transfer portal.
Yeah,
portal
been, I was stalling. I was hoping we could stall out the whole segment.
You don't want to talk about
because I already know where y'all going. I already know. I've seen it.
Well, you were just there though.
I was.
Help me
there.
Understand what is going on.
I do not
in
know.
Penn State.
I do not know. I don't. Understand
I look
it.
At it. So today opens the transfer portal. It's the second window because, you know, in college sports and football in particular, there's got to be two windows. And, of course, if your coach leaves, it opens up a third window for you to just bounce around, go wherever you want. So the second window opens today for the next 15 days to the end of the month. And for whatever reason, you know, a team like Alabama, it makes sense they're going to be active in the portal because when Nick Saban retired – it opened up a 30-day window where Alabama got pillaged. I mean, like teams came after their roster. They had a lot of guys who transferred out, and there's really nothing they could do about it to replace those players because the window wasn't open for Alabama to go get players out of the transfer portal window. So this is now their opportunity to go get players. And Keandre Lambert-Smith, who's in my opinion, I'd say, is the best returning wide receiver for Penn State. They've got Julian Fleming, who was at Ohio State, so maybe he would have been the number one guy or will be the number one guy, but he's, for whatever reason, looking at maybe transferring, and it doesn't make any sense to me. You've got a new OC in Penn State who's, I think, going to be awesome. I know Drew Aller didn't have the best spring game, still learning a new offense, but you know he shows a lot of ability, and you're going to be the number one guy. Like, I don't understand. I mean, unless he's just saying, hey, I want to see what's out in the market there for me, see how much I can make. You can't fault a guy for doing that, I guess. I mean, a professional player would test for the market value and free agency every single year if they could, but they're not able to do that. So that's the world we're living in college sports, where you have two opportunities a year to basically see what your market value is in free agency. That's in essence what this is.
Yeah, it was a tad bit of a head scratcher because you just don't. And in today's day and age, like kind of how you mapped it out, you just really aren't sure why someone's leaving. You just aren't. Is it because you don't like the coaching, how you're being used? Is it somebody is stealing your shine? Is it because somebody's already recruiting you to a different school? 'Cause to me, I feel like for someone like Lambert to make this decision, he's not making that decision based off of not having a bird in the hand. I think he's already got what he's got, and he felt good about it, and it was better than what he currently has, situationally speaking, and that's what he's leaving for.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know. A&M, Tennessee. I don't really know where, but I would assume wherever he ends up, that's what was going on.
What would be the most insulting to you?
I mean, I don't want to offend him, but it would be if Ohio State took him and like returned the favor of us taking one of theirs. But I don't think that want him.
He wouldn't crack their top three.
So there you go. I said I didn't want to be offensive. You said it, yeah. Not me. But
I will be objective when watching all of those players play. He's not going to play ahead of Jeremiah Smith. He's not going to play ahead of Emeka Ogbuka. He's not going to play ahead of Carnell Tate.
So there you go.
And by the way, he probably won't play ahead of Brandon Enos once he comes back from injury.
Mm. Enos. Is that Kurt Enos family? Is that Kurt Enos?
No, different spelling. Innis.
Oh, okay. And there were rumors that K-Tron might hit the portal, and I don't know if it happened or not. I don't know if it will happen. I saw him on the sideline of the game, so I felt like that was promising. But
if he's on the sideline and not playing, it's not promising because he's saving himself.
Well, Keandre wasn't even there.
No, I know that. He hasn't been there.
Yeah, he wasn't even there. Yeah, he cleaned out his locker and was out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But again, here's the thing. I don't take it, you know, as a slight, I think, for any of these schools. So that can't be your way you look at it. The way the rules are set up and the way this whole system works is you have representation and agents who are essentially shopping players around before they're even in the transfer
portal.
That's
correct.
That's part of the issue.
Yeah.
Is in the NFL, and this happens to a degree if we're being honest, when the combine hits, the new league year hasn't even began. These agents have clients, they're on teams, they're trying to work out an extension. If not, they're trying to work out a trade. And they obviously are talking to other teams about other clients, and it happens to be, oh, you know, so-and-so might be up for a trade. You know, would you guys be willing to, you know, sign an extension? What would that look like? All those things are being discussed. And it's not, you know, tampering necessarily, where, you know, you have a coach or a player trying to entice another player on another roster to come over, even though even that happens from time to time, right? We heard that this offseason. We heard Kirk Cousins basically openly admit this, that Kyle Pitts reached out about coming to Atlanta. So that stuff goes on. But the problem is the setup is made so players have the ability to test free agency to see what their market value is twice a year. You can't even do that in the NFL. That's why I keep going back to, we keep moving this college football game closer to a professional league. We have an example of it in the NFL. And yet you only have one time a year when the new league year starts and free agency starts and this whole thing turns over. And instead, in college football, we have two. It's not hard. They can fix it. That's the biggest issue. And I don't care when you – I would rather you put it in the spring because I think it makes more sense. Like, if I'm looking at it, I think it allows you to construct your roster to prepare for, you know, what you're heading into the fall with, what you're heading into the summer with. You have that last spring to evaluate, especially with the early enrollees and freshmen, what your roster is going to look like, whether or not a sophomore, junior who may already be there is going to get a chance over an incoming freshman. You have the opportunity to evaluate all of that as the coach, as the player, everything. So put the 30-day window starting today, let it run through May, and then be done. That's it. Make the young people have to commit for a year. And if there's a coaching change, we know how that works. The window opens back up for 30 days for that specific school. Done deal. That'll solve so many issues that you're seeing right now in college football.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, it is a Tuesday tradition. We've got to make some hard decisions here on the air. Lee DeLapp's going to surprise us with random questions. It's Would You Rather, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to discuss just a big day, a big event in the world of sports. Something actually matters again, and we'll explain why that is again coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now. A reminder that if you've missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Let's make history.
And now, would you rather? Would you rather? Your random topics, sports or otherwise.
Riley DeLapp, hopefully you enjoy that late birthday gift.
Yeah.
And
there you
we are
go.
Off and running here with another edition of
Happy
Would You
Birthday.
Rather.
Yeah. Thank you, fellas. I'll take it. Everything's a little late today. Guys, first Would You Rather for the day. Would you rather have leftovers at the office or calamari at a dive bar?
What type of leftovers?
Well, today's leftovers were good, but I've had better. I've had worse, that's for sure. Today's was a rack of lambs.
And you're saying it's fresh calamari at the office?
It's frozen at the dive bar.
Or at the dive bar? It's frozen.
I'm going to take the dive bar.
I'll go leftovers.
I'm going to starve myself.
Yeah. I mean, is that an option?
No.
How's it not an option?
Dying of hunger. You're dying of hunger.
I choose not to eat.
That's not how Would You Rather works.
Lee, I'll go...
I would rather not do any of it.
Yeah, I'll go leftovers at the office. Not a big fan of calamari.
Why?
If you would have said like it was fresh and cooked and
it's
something
too
like
chewy.
That. But...
I don't like chewy calamari.
Why you don't like calamari? I think he's
yeah,
going to
well,
have
why
a good
you like
year.
Calamari?
I think he's going to have a good year this year.
I do too. Plus, he's dating Valentina Shevchenko.
Yeah, she'll beat your ass.
Yeah, she will.
You ain't careful.
Yeah, Brady, have you seen her sister, by the way?
Yeah. Brady was telling me.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until yesterday. Brady was telling me that Shevchenko.
She's got a hand cannon on the side of her.
She's got a handgun tattooed on the side of her.
Can you believe that?
I was here.
Can you believe that, LeVar?
Man, I was here.
I'm just going to show you something.
Man, I heard what he said.
All right, what else we got, Lee?
Guys, would you rather win the Little League World Series or always be a AAA player?
What?
The funny thing about this is, like, winning the Little League World Series has no monetary value to it. Meanwhile, like, you're playing a professional sport if you're the AAA forever. Like, I'm not even sure how they're even comparable. Like, how do you even compare the two? I'd play AAA baseball, and I think it'd be a lot more fun than just winning the Little League World Series.
Yeah, plus you probably drink, too. Yeah, I'll go AAA baseball.
I'm going to go Little League World Series.
There it is.
Unless I won.
He was vindicated. LeVar would be a contrarian, so he picks the opposite.
Is there a World Series for AAA ball? Like, is there a championship?
Yes.
Oh. I'm still going Williamsport. I'm going Little League.
It's such a lie because if LeVar ever saw sometimes the lifestyle of a AAA baseball player,
he'd be
all in.
I saw it this weekend.
Bull Durham.
All in.
Let's watch Bull Durham.
I'm just saying I got to cover up my tracks, man. I was hanging out with the Spikes this week.
What up, Spikes?
Yeah, they're about to get started, in fact. But I'm going to still go with Little League World Series. There you go, Lee.
All right. Dig it. Guys, would you rather wake up to a ghost or an intruder twice your size?
Jesus, Lee, you got to be a drug addict or something. Like, where do you come up with this stuff?
I would say a ghost, Lee, because I feel like there's not really much harm that's going to be done if that's the case, right?
Mm-hmm. But what if it's one of them horror flick ghosts?
Paranormal Activity ghost?
You didn't specify, Lee. I'm thinking of the guy.
Is it a violent ghost? You know, like, yeah right. Is it Slimer? Like, what
if it's a violent ghost, I'll take the intruder because ghosts don't have ACLs or like balls. So, like, at least that's an equalizer.
You don't know that.
Jonas, how are you going to do anything to anyone's ACL?
What are you talking about?
Like, what are you going to do?
He's basically saying he's going to leg kick the dude that's twice his size.
Do you even know Muay Thai?
It's a fighting chance, all right? With a ghost. When's the last time you watched a movie with a ghost and they got kicked in the nuts?
Technically, you don't have a fighting chance because he said wake up to. So you don't really have a fighting chance. You're in a compromised
position.
Yeah,
they've got the element of surprise.
Yeah. I've got a standing thrust kick that's out of this world.
I mean, how do you know it's not Casper,
right out of
the
your
friendly
sleep.
Ghost, you know?
Yeah. Right.
How are you going to kick him if you're under your blanket? The only chance you got is if you're not under that blanket. If you're under that blanket, you're in trouble.
Right. What else we got,
Lee? I keep that heater close, though. That toaster strudel stays real close, though, just so you know. You mess around and find out.
Some people like to call it a Pop-Tart.
Okay.
You know
yeah. Mess around and find out. Yeah. Especially if you're twice my size.
Talk about the Nina.
Godzilla. I'm shooting first. I'm asking questions later. I'm just telling you. I tell my own kids they better knock before they come in my door.
Lee, you got time for one more?
Nope, that's it for today, fellas.
What a round.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.